Penguin Random House Audio presents Jane and the Unpleasantness at Scargrave Manor by Stephanie Barron. Read for you by Kate Redding.
Author's note. Not only are Paul and Lucy Westmoreland and Dunready Manor fictional, but the treasure trove found in the cellar of the former overseer's house, as well as the familial relationship which led to its being located there, are entirely figments of my imagination, as are all of the pages which follow. This book is dedicated with love to the memory of Cass Cyber, in whose library at the age of 12 I first discovered Jane Austen. Editor's Foreword. In the spring of 1995, I visited my good friends Paul and Lucy Westmoreland. The Westmorelands are of old Baltimore stock, tracing their lineage to a founder of the state of Maryland, and their home, Dunready Manor, dates to the Georgian period. The Westmorelands had recently completed the renovation of an outbuilding on the estate, the former overseer's house, an extensive project of rebuilding and restoration. Rescuing the solid stone foundation proved a formidable task. Used for decades, perhaps even more than a century, as a coal cellar, the enormous rock-lined room had to be emptied of its inky contents before being painstakingly sandblasted and lined with concrete. New support pillars were installed, new doors and stairways, and gradually the aged stone of the house's base assumed its former beauty and charm. But more important was the discovery made in the initial stages of the cellar's renovation. Beneath the hills of coal dust, rats' bones, discarded timbers,